Random House Audio presents The Secret History of the Mongol Queens, How the Daughters of Genghis Khan Rescued His Empire, by Jack Weatherford. This is Robertson Dean. May the golden light of the eternal blue sky forever bless the mothers and the daughters of the great Mongol nation. Introduction. The Missing Chapter. On an unknown day, late in the 13th century, an unidentified hand clumsily cut away part of the text from the most politically sensitive section of the Secret History of the Mongols. The censored portion recorded words spoken by Genghis Khan in the summer of 1206, at the moment he created the Mongol Empire and gave shape to the government that would dominate the world for the next 150 years. Through oversight or malice, the censor left a single short sentence of the mutilated text that hinted at what had been removed. Let us reward our female offspring. In the preceding section of the text, Genghis Khan bestowed offices, titles, territories, and vassals upon his sons, brothers, and other men, according to their ability and contribution to his rise to power. But at the moment where the text reported that he turned to the assembly to announce the achievements and rewards of his daughters, the unknown hand struck his words from the record. The censor, or possibly a scribe copying the newly altered text, wrote the same short final sentence twice. Perhaps the copyist was careless in repeating it, or perhaps the censor deliberately sought to emphasize what was missing, or even to taunt future generations with the mystery of what had been slashed away.